Well, good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you all to this, the Santa Maria County Board of County Commissioners, acting in the capacity as the Board of Human Services. Today is Tuesday, February the 18th, 2025. It is now 1 p.m. I'm going to call this meeting to order. Please rise for an invocation by Commissioner Bob Lucero, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Tony Haas.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your faithfulness and provision in our lives. Thank you for each person in this meeting and the unique talents and perspectives they bring. We thank you for the opportunity to gather together and work toward a common good. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
The United States of America, and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioners. Roll call, Mr. Aragon.
Commissioner Haas?
Here.
Commissioner Lucero?
Here.
Commissioner Lopez?
Here. Thank you. Approval of the agenda. Do you have any changes to the agenda, Mr. Aragon?
Just item two, Commissioners. I'd ask that we table that at this time.
Thank you, sir.
Item 2A?
Yes. Other than that, no other changes to the agenda.
Thank you. Hearing no other changes, I will entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I approve the agenda.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Lucero?
Yes.
Commissioner Lopez?
Yes. Well, thank you. At this time, we're going to go to section three, public comment. Anyone wishing to address this board at this time, whether here or online, you have 3 minutes, simply raise your hand and or unmute yourself. Hearing that, we're gonna go to section four, director report. Good afternoon, Mr. Aragon.
Good afternoon, commissioners. Commissioners, our agenda is brief today, but I do want to spend just a few minutes to cover some updates on the CCAP program. I did provide some talking points in the packet this month. Mm-hmm. As you know, there was a session held between CCI, the JVC, and CDEC, along with county attendance. In that was discussion around the additional funding beyond the allocation amount per county. And so to update the board that it has been deemed by state rule that the counties are not required to spend beyond their allocation committee. However, that once that occurs, then CDEC will have to be contacted and that will be pulled back by the state to be ran for the remainder of that time. The question still lies though that per the rule, counties are still required to meet the MLE, which does not in some counties necessarily negate the overage concerns. For us in the future, that could still be a minor concern. However, right now with the population we have and the allocation amount, I think we should still be okay in 26 and 27.
Thank you. That's,
questions?
Well, that's, first of all, thank you for all the work that not only the group, but the network of conversation that was pretty much cast across the state. I believe that's what hit their attention, and they're certainly hoping that from the perspective of a small county, that this is going to bring some alleviation. I know one of the comments at the CCI that made it and rose to the level of almost an urgency is freezing the CCAP program by the Big 11. When it came from them, he's like, wait a minute, what's happening here? Right. And so nonetheless, that message was heard loud and clear by all the committees. And I'm glad that now the UPK is going to be kind of the mix of all the funds, and it's going to be kind of a combination of all, which is the work that you all have done.
Well, correct, yeah. So in the prior review of the audit findings, it was that the UPK funds could no longer be stacked along with the CCAP funding. The state hasn't released anything official, but I understand they're investigating what that will look like and anticipate some kind of message from the state via operational memo either this week or next regarding what they've decided on with that. That would help alleviate some of the CCAP budget concerns statewide. If there is the ability to couple those funds for providers that they can bill against both. I still feel though that CDEC has some work in front of it because as I discovered in multiple meetings with CDEC and with one of our local providers is that it seems during the time of enrollment for UPK initially, some of the providers were not provided technical assistance in that process. So some providers throughout the state are not able to draw on the UPK dollars at the maximum amount. So I think CDEC is going to have to do some work to go back to those providers and identify who is currently who is being underfunded by UPK due to that factor that they were not assisted in that enrollment and it did not go through correctly. And so they're not able to bill for the full allotment per student. I think that is work that CDEC has to do in the near future if they're planning to combine funding streams, because otherwise we're still creating a shortfall somewhere for providers. So I don't think we're 100% out of the neck of the woods, but there are still some unanswered questions at the CDEC level that they're going to have to clarify for us as counties before we can say that we feel wholeheartedly we can put this to rest.
Well, a little bit of breathing room, at least in the time being, and gives an opportunity to continue to work on it. And I don't want to be remiss, and I want to give a shout out to Mr. Aragon at CCI. We had a great opportunity as at a round table, and we had basically all 64 counties were in attendance. And a huge shout out went to Los Angeles County, specifically named Mr. Aragon, for the work that he has done on creating a spreadsheet. So for that, very humbly, as one of the representatives from Los Angeles County, we then followed the conversation to submit a letter on behalf of all counties, recognizing that the fiduciary responsibility falls on us, but yet the work that is being recognized from this county. So thank you for the work that you are doing and the work that you have done. And I know you will continue to do so. For that, it was just a moment of a proud recognition to a small county. So thank you.
Thank you, commissioners. Outside of that, I also included, as per the board's request, the 14-page acronym for CDHS and DHS. We'll issue your test at March board meeting. I will say that there are several items in here that are not necessarily around anymore, but the majority of these still do stand. It is a very comprehensive list of titles, names, and acronyms, but if you have questions on specific programs, please feel free to reach out. And either myself or the supervisor or director, deputy director of those programs can cover those with you.
And I will attempt to write a poem, kind of a limerick on that, using most of it, all the acronyms. So it'll be work in progress.
A book of haikus using only the DHS acronyms. I like that. Yes. Maybe we'll do that for a in-house contest. Best Mad Libs with DHS acronyms.
Bob, you're not alone. I asked him for this too. I think the second meeting, I was like, you're going to have to give me this.
Well, I have to give shout out to Deputy Director Bertolino, who keeps copies of absolutely everything. And so we were all digging through files trying to find it. And I said, ask Bob. Bob's got to have it. And Bob found it within 5 minutes. So thank you to Deputy Director Bertolino for keeping our records.
I see one here, DOA, and that's not dead on arrival. You know, I used to be an EMT, so I look at this. No, Department
of we Management. Find many acronyms that cross over. We're just, if you hear us saying DOA in-house, it has nothing to do with death on arrival. We're okay. Hopefully we never have to use that acronym at our office. Outside of that, commissioners, I have nothing else to report at this time. Any questions from the board?
Thank you. No, thank you once again. And we'll see what ensues. After all the powers be decide that, you know, county's voice really matters. And once again, thank you. Let me now then go to a new business, consideration of caseload counts and activity by program. Thank you once again for sending all those reports. But back to you, sir.
Commissioners, I have several supervisors who are either in state training today or unable to attend for personal reasons. I do know I have a couple online, and I have Ms. Tupper here in the audience. I did not ask them to prepare a presentation this month, as I knew many were going to be out. So in front of you are the case counts for the month. If there are any questions that we can answer for you, please let me know. Otherwise, that is the only thing we have this month for new business.
Thank you. Commissioners,
none.
No questions? Well, this is, we were promised 115, so we're almost there. I will entertain a motion to approve the caseload count activity by program.
Move to approve caseload counts and activity by program, June or July.
Second.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Lucero?
Yes.
Commissioner Lopez?
Yes. Anything else you want to add on that? Any additional presentations? One of the things I had, and I, on the acronyms, you have some repetitive CAP, CAP, and CAP, and each one of them represents when you are presenting on something, you know, for the purposes of our audience, a lot of people go online. I think, you know, when we use an acronym, let's let them know what that is. Because even us with the list of those, quite honestly, I would probably flunk a test if I, if I was given one today. There are way too many to, unless you work with them on a daily basis. So
we absolutely will. Commissioner, one thing I can add, though, for the next board meeting, I won't disclose the staff member, but we do have a state level recognition of one of our staff at the next board meeting in March, and we'd like to do that here at that time. As we are anticipating state staff to come down to help recognize that individual for the work that they've done at our department. So please know that we will present that at the next.
Who from the state?
I don't actually want to give which department either because it's a surprise for the staff member. And we haven't disclosed that yet. So
yeah, what color is the house? What street do they live on? All right. Well, Madam Finance Director, Financial Matters, consideration of financials and financials bills for December 2024.
For December 2024, we had a total amount of expenses in the amount of $72,472.46. Also, included in the summary for the expenses and revenues. Any questions?
By the way, the only question I have is, how's it going? I know you're doing fantastic work.
We're moving along.
Very good. Commissioners, any questions for Finance Director?
On county administration, HICPA, 215% that year to date. Is that something to be concerned with? You have it highlighted with yellow.
Yes. So, but some of these figures were inflated. At this point in time, I really could not give details on them at the end of the year. And I don't get all the details. I can look into it and I can get that.
Okay, I was just wondering what would cause it to jump.
So the inflation from county admin was added expenses in 2024 that were not necessarily items in the past. That included staffing. Increases and other items. But again, this also doesn't have the incentives that we receive for county admin applied to that. And so under Ms. Garrison in 2024, I believe we collected just over 50 some thousand dollars in incentive funding. And if you look at the original budget, I believe for that line item, we were budgeted county share was 29,000. So that's why you see that escalation of that 215%. When we apply that 50 some thousand in incentive back over, that actually brings it back down to under budget for the county share on it.
Okay.
So the top portion of this does not give you incentives.
Right.
Okay.
I don't have any other questions. Well, hearing no more discussion, I will entertain a motion to approve item 7A.
I move to approve the financials and bills for December 2024.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Lucero?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. 7B, consideration of payroll for pay dates January 15th and 31st of 2025. Back to you, ma'am.
For January 15th, $122,467.08.
Very good.
And for January 31st, $34,165.75.
Questions? Commissioners, any questions? And as Director Eklund, hearing none.
For just a minute. So I'm assuming this was a payout, sealed, but not all.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any additional discussion? I will entertain a motion.
Move to approve payroll for pay dates January 15 and 31st of 2025.
Second.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Lucero?
Yes.
Commissioner Fields-Lopez?
Yes, and I think we're going to give you an award. I mean, this is going to be probably the shortest meeting we've had for a long time.
Commissioners, I do want to announce one thing, though, that we have not made public yet. Our search and screen committee for our deputy director of operations has wrapped up and recommendations were made. So we have made that offer to Ms. Eklund, who has accepted it as a permanent position for the department. So yeah, we're grateful to have her on board. So we'll be opening up her prior position with the department as well shortly. And hopefully we get that filled quickly as well.
You know, and by the way, thank you so much for doing that. The opportunity is that whoever comes in there to fill your previous position will have that resource kind of a, hey, what do I do here? I mean, that's thank you so much. I really appreciate the work that you're doing.
I also want to just say thank you to the search and screen committee. We had Mr. Greg Henry, who was our chair of the search and screen, and also we had finance director Coberly from accounting sit on that. And so I'm drawing a blank on the other members of that, but I want to thank that committee because they did a lot of work to search through. We've had a influx of applications beyond any of our beliefs in the last few years, but this round of applications was unbelievable. We had over 29 applicants apply for the deputy director. We have a case manager. We have two case manager positions in long term, which we've had over 60 applicants apply for, and some of our others have been well over 30 or 40 applicants each. So we are screening through a ton of applicants, trying to find the best quality staff to bring to DHS. So we're grateful for that. But the search and screens are busy, and I've got a few more to initiate this week. So they're going to continue to be busy. So thank you to those teams for doing that work.
Well, congratulations on all that hard work. Having no other items on this agenda, I will now entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second motion.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Lucero?
Yes.
Commissioner Fields-Lopez?
Yes. Have a great afternoon, Madam Counsel.
Thank you, Commissioners. You as well.